And this is the podcast of One Star for Saturday, March 29th, 2008. I know it has been a while since I have recorded one of these. I may be a little sloppy. Tonight's podcast is free form. There is no script. There is no set list of what we're going to be discussing. It's basically just me, whatever pops into my head, and whatever I feel like talking about. It's about a quarter after 11. God knows if this is even going to make it to air. I may just talk for a little while and turn a stop recording, delete the file, and leave it at that. I don't know. Yeah, like I said, I know it's been a while since I've done a podcast. Some of you are aware of things that are going on. Some of you aren't. If you are aware, you understand, and we'll just leave it at that. If you're not aware, then, well, don't ask, because I decided not to tell you. Been a little under the weather this past week. It seems that after, a couple years of pretty good health, a minor viral infection, an intestinal variety, decided to catch up with me and made for some very interesting going, especially early Wednesday morning at about 3 a.m. I'm not going to go into details any further because this is not a scatological journal. This is a podcast, and I may talk it, but I ain't going to talk about it. So, like I said, it's made for some interesting going, and a minor change in my diet. And some of you will actually be amazed to hear this. The other day, I stopped over at Trader Joe's to pick up a couple odds and ends, and I actually bought a bag of salad. There's currently sitting in my refrigerator. I'm waiting for you to pick your collective jaws up off the table right now. There's currently sitting in the crisper drawer in my refrigerator a Caesar's salad, pre-made Caesar's salad bag. And I may actually use it. I'm seriously considering one of these days, because it will stay for a while. It's still good. Making myself a salad. And anything is possible, you know. It's the warmer weather is coming. I know that there might be someone in the southern hemisphere that's going, oh, crikey, he's lost it. It's not going to get warm, it's going to get cold. What's he talking about? There's some of you that are probably wondering, and you have to remember, northern part of the hemisphere, we've had our winter. As much as I love winter, and my love of winter is well known, I've had my fill. I am ready to open the doors, open the windows in the house, blow out the winter stink. I'm getting into a spring cleaning mood. I'm looking at, you know, getting rid of the crap, maybe eating a little bit healthier, dropping some of the winter weight that I put on every year. It's just time. Having said that, I think it's about, it's supposed to drop down into the low 20s tonight. God, I love Pittsburgh in the spring. We had the first day of spring, and we had snow around then, too. So, you know, just, this city, I truly love it so. Tomorrow is the start of baseball season, and I'm actually looking forward to going back to the game. I only made it to one ball game last summer. Last summer was a little different. There were some other things I was doing. There were some other things that were taking up my time. I'm not saying anything more about that, but, you know, I was kind of limited in going to the baseball games down to the ballpark, and part of it was a financial reason. Costs of everything were going up. My money was focused elsewhere. I had other things I was doing. This year, I do hope I can get down there. Now, as much as I would love to, I'm not going to be going to see the Pirates-Yankees series. It is already sold out. The Yankees are coming to Pittsburgh for the first time since 1960. And the day they put individual game tickets on sale, tickets sold out. The funny thing was the Pirates limited the number of tickets an individual could buy for that game, for that series, to 8 each. They knew full well that people were going to be buying up the tickets and then scalping them. I think it's reprehensible. You know, I know there's going to be a bunch of New Yorkers. They're going to want to come down and cheer on the Yankees, and it's probably going to be one of the few sellout series, if only the only sellout series the Pirates will have this year. And it would be a good series to go see. I was so tempted to get up early the Saturday morning that they put the tickets on sale, hop online, order up a bunch of tickets, just two for each game. I wasn't going to get greedy, and I wasn't doing it to sell them. I was going to taunt my friend Sterl, Tangled Web, and say, "Hey, looky what I got. Sure you don't want to drive up to Pittsburgh for a weekend? Come on, we'll go see the Yankees. You wear your Yankees gear, I'll wear my Pirates gear. It'll be fun." But I didn't. I didn't order the tickets. They sold out right away. C'est la vie. And home opener is also sold out. So there'll be four games at least sold out this year. But you know full well they'll always put last minute tickets on sale. And as soon as they announce those last minute tickets are on sale, they will disappear with the wind. Now, I have yet to see how much the scalpers are starting to charge for the tickets. And quite frankly, I don't want to know because I think it's reprehensible. You know? Yes, there is a profit to be made, but I'm not profit-minded. I'm more focused on the game, the spirit of the game. And, you know, if you want to pay a lot of money to come down and see PNC Park, pay it. Because I still swear that PNC Park is the most beautiful baseball park there is. It is a jewel. And we've got this beautiful ballpark, but we got this piece of crap team that plays in it. And until, you know, the current ownership decides they're going to change their way of thinking. That's all you're ever going to get. You're going to get a piece of crap team there. They say, "Oh, well, you know, we're going to start spending more money. We're going to start infusing new talent." It's all lip service. Until I actually see a change, I'm not going to believe it. I wish there was a way that we could force the ownership to sell controlling interest to the team to Mark Cuban. Be great, I think. But there's no way it's going to happen because the current ownership of the Pirates is pretty much locked in there with Major League Baseball. And as long as people go to get their knickknacks and get their novelties, it's not going to change. Part of the problem, and I say part of the problem a lot, but part of the biggest problem right now with the Pirates is that the current ownership, and this has been documented before, I don't have the links with me right now, and I'm not going to stop long enough to go find this, but they've come out and virtually said, you know, we're not interested in putting a quality team on the field. We're interested in putting a team on the field. And we're interested in filling the seats. You know, baseball is sort of a byproduct. You know, as long as we can get you down there and give you the bobblehead, or give you the collectible plate, or the collectible statue, or the firework night, as long as you come down for that, we will give you a show. We're not going to give you a baseball game. We're going to give you a show. And having been to a number of the shows, and I've seen a baseball game too along the way, I know exactly what they're doing. You know, they're figuring, okay, fine, we can spend $20,000 on a bunch of bobbleheads, and then we sell out 30,000 tickets. At the cheapest seats, I believe this year are $11. Most expensive seats, I don't think are over. Well, I'm not talking about the gorgeous club box seats or the $200 behind home plate seats, which someday I will sit in. even at the ones that are what, $30 for the really for the good seats, they've made their money, and that's all they care about. They've given you a trinket. You've come down. You've paid to come in and see the show. You're not there to see the show. You're there to see a show. So, if I do go this year, what I'm thinking about doing is I'm looking at the schedule, and I haven't looked at the schedule enough yet to know exactly when this is, but I'm going to look and see when there is no promotion. And I will go on a night when there is no giveaway, when there is no promotion, when there is no trinket available. Last year, a number of fans thought what they would try and do is they would walk out during an inning. Stupid idea. Just dumb. Okay, first off, you've already paid to see the game, which means that the ownership had already received your money, which means big deal. Second, all you're doing is you're depriving yourself of the game, And even if you were to go up to the concourse levels, now I don't know how many of you have been to ballparks recently, but I know down at PNC Park, there are a number of televisions all around the concourse level where the food court is, where the little restaurants are, where you can just go and see the game on television while it's playing behind you on the field, which really just drives me crazy sometimes. But it's there, you can see it. It's not like you're gonna miss anything. So what's the point? What purpose does it serve for you to get up and walk out to the concourse level and come back? I still say you want to send a message to the team. You want to send a message to the ownership. This is what you do. You go to a night when there is no fireworks. You go to a night when there is no giveaway. And you sell out that night. Because what you're saying is, I am not there for the bread and circuses. I am there for the baseball game. I'm going to try. That's my intention. I know, we're talking price of gas is going up these days. Parking is still at a premium. I miss the days when I could catch the river taxi from Station Square over to PNC Park. It was beautiful. Some of the best photos. If you know where my photos are, photos that you've probably seen over at DeviantArt or maybe posted at Flickr, or one of the other, well, maybe Storm Artist. I think I even posted one of these at Storm Artist one time. The photos I've posted from the Gateway Clipper ships, of the point of downtown Pittsburgh. Chime. Sorry, 11:30. The clock has just chimed above me. Thank you. Thank you for that. If you've seen the photos I've posted, then you'll know what I think of how beautiful downtown Pittsburgh can be. And I miss that because it would cost me, what, about $8 to park at Station Square, plus another, it used to be only like $3 to park, plus another $5 to take the water taxi. I was saving money because it was $10 to park over on the north side. But then the city of Pittsburgh decided, well, we got to raise the parking tax. So, okay, fine. And then gas went up. I imagine it's diesel, or I don't even know what they use to power the thing, but then all of a sudden it costs nearly 15, $20 for a round trip on the Gateway Clipper. It's cheaper to park in the $20 lot directly across from the stadium. How am I saving money? Okay, but the only thing I save whenever I park over there is time, and I don't even save that much time because by the time I would get out of the ballpark, get down to the water taxi, get around the river, get to my car, everybody else is already gone, so boom, I can just drive leisurely up East Carson Street and be home. But that was also cool because then I could stop at Cheesecake Factory or Starbucks and get myself a midnight snack, but that's beside the point now. So I miss the days of parking down over on the south side. And I know a lot of you have no idea what I'm talking about. I'll try and provide, if I remember, some Google links, or if you have more questions, email me at thejournalofonestar@gmail.com. That's thejournalofonestar@gmail.com, or you can send an email on the email link here on the podcast page. I'll get that, same place, gets delivered. I catch it all. Send me an email and I'll forge off some information about what I'm talking about. But yeah, that's my rant. Major League Baseball, I'm happy to see baseball start up again. I admit I'm not as excited this year about the Pirates because there's been no real change in the organization. There's been no change of the players. They've kept the majority of the players from last year. But the only thing they changed was the coach, and I think that was just bollocks anyway. There was no reason to change the skipper other than the fact that, he's doing good with what he has. It was bollocks, and we'll leave it at that. And it wasn't even the dog's bollocks. It was just bollocks. Yeah, I was watching BBC America earlier, and Graham Norton. You get the mindset in there when you start wanting to do that. If I watched Eddie Izzard, it would have been far worse because Eddie Izzard does really, he is the dog's bollocks. Bollocks, by the way, refers to testicles, if you didn't know what that means. And the majority of listeners of this podcast are savvy enough that they are aware that bollocks equals testicles. Dog's bollocks is a good thing. You're the dog's bollocks. Hey, you're in there. You're top shape. All right, we have discussed my health, my intestinal well-being. We have discussed Major League Baseball. We are just over 17 minutes into this podcast, and if you're still here, congratulations. I'm very impressed. Is there anything else I want to talk about tonight? The last podcast, I did mention it's been a while since I've done one of these. The last podcast was a bit of a rant, and I just frustrated, needed to blow off a little bit of steam. Some of you commented that you could hear it in my voice, that yeah, I ranted. It was all good. I did challenge my stalkers to tell me why they still kept coming around. And much to my surprise, not really, not one of them commented. In fact, they seem to have disappeared off my radar. They stopped coming around either there, or they figured out a way to avoid my trackers. Hey, if you've done that, fine. I don't care. I hope, and please understand, I mean this with all sincerity. I hope you're happy. Not bad happy. I just want you to be happy in your life. Find someone or something that makes you happy. It's not me. Okay? But like I said, I wasn't surprised that I wouldn't hear from any of them. All right, what else has been going on? If you have been following, if you know where I am over at Storm Artists, you will see that I have been posting a lot of fractal art. Yes, I've been dalloping? That's the phrase here now. Screwing around? No, not screwing around. It's like, let's see, I've been playing with, and I'll never pronounce this properly. Apophysis, Apophysis. Apophysis. I've been playing around with a fractal generating program, and I just there's something very calming and relaxing in working with the fractals, just manipulating them, changing aspect shapes, looking at random mutations, altering the gradients, and it has been a nice new creative outlet for me. I've been designing different wallpaper. I posted my latest creation, Heart of the Universe, up to Storm Artists tonight. Most of them I've duplicated over on my Win Customize page, where there's zip files with more resolutions if you need them. I have tried actually considered printing some of these. I've done an 8x10 of Teacup, which is still one of my personal favorites, and it's hanging up in my bedroom. I got a really nice black frame with a silver border for the thing. It looks really cool, printed and framed, and the printing for that one came out perfect. I loved it. So I decided to take what seems to be my most popular piece, Fire in the Night 2, and I tried to do a poster size print of it. I used the company that I've used so far for my printing, my poster printing, my note card printing, stuff like that. And it came in the mail the other day. I was disappointed. I was just so the colors on the screen, on the monitors that I have used to check, and I've used several different monitors just to see how it looks, because I don't care what you say or what anybody else says, no two monitors are calibrated alike. What looks bright and vibrant on one can look a little different on another. It's also partially, user settings. You can change your own brightness settings. You can change your own contrast settings. You can adjust all those little things so that the monitor isn't blaring right in your eyes, and then you have to wear dark glasses while you're sitting there trying to work on your computer. But every monitor that I looked at with to look at Fire in the Sky looked great. Or Fire in the Night, not Fire in the Sky, sorry. Fire in the Night 2 is a beautiful, vibrant piece. It's my current wallpaper on my main machine. And I thought, okay, this is the perfect one that I'm going to test to do a poster print for. Got it. It came out dark. Most of the vibrant colors were gone. And I don't know what happened. It's the same file that I've uploaded onto the web. And what I think I'm going to have to try and do is, it could just be the fact that this is the biggest render I did for it was 1600 by 1200. And I tried to do a 16 by 20 print. And it's entirely possible that when it was taken that size of an image and tried to stretch to 16 by 20 inches, something got lost in translation. So what I'm probably going to try and do is I'm probably going to try and do a test print of just like an 8x10. And if the 8x10 comes out looking good, then I'll know that it was just the stretching is what blew it all out of color proportion. If not, then I'll have to figure out something else and we'll have to take it from there. I posted a poll over on Storm Artist if people would consider buying my prints. Part of the reason was I was thinking, okay, fine, I'll do this, and then I'll offer the poster up as a contest. Try and get more incentive, see if somebody was interested, and then raffle off somehow or another, give away the poster print. Right? But since it came out looking dark, I can't justify giving it away. So the selling and the auctioning and the giving away of print versions of my fractal art, it's kind of on hold at the moment, and we're just gonna have to wait a little while. If anybody else has any suggestion for online printing services, the printer I used that has not failed me up until now is QOOP. And they're affiliated with Flickr. I'm not using DA print service. I'll tell you that right now. If you're one of my DA friends, holdovers, forget it. My DeviantArt days are pretty much long gone. I maybe go there once every few months just to check and see if I have any leftover messages and delete them. Some of you from DeviantArt have found me over on Facebook. You have, cool. If you haven't, sorry, kids. I don't know what to tell you, but no, I'm not using DeviantArt. But if you have any other suggestions for online printing services, send it my way. Once again, the email address to send to will be thejournalofonestar@gmail.com, or you can use the email link on the podcast page, and I'll check mail, respond, check into things. Thank you very much. If the prints come out looking good and you're the one who sends me to that printer, who knows? I might even hook you up with one. All right, we're over 26 minutes now into this podcast, and I think we're going to be wrapping it up for now. I can't promise that I'll have one weekly. I'll do my best. There are some things I've got to take care of this week out here in the real world that are going to be tying up my time. Maybe I can talk about them next week. Maybe I can't. There are some things happening in the real world that I would love to talk about, but once again, I can't. When I'm able to, I will go into details. I hate being cryptic. For those of you not in the know, please forgive me. When the time is right, I'll explain. Other than that, ladies and gentlemen, my friends, thank you very much for listening. Thank you for putting up with me as I ramble on. I actually think I'm going to keep this podcast. My voice sounds a little off. I'm a little dry tonight. Like I said, intestinal bug means dehydration, which means the voice is a little off. So that's all for tonight. Once again, thank you. Tune in next time. This has been the podcast of One Star, Singularity Point. Copyright 2008, all rights reserved, One Star Inc. No rebroadcast, redistribution of this podcast is permitted without previous written authorization. All credit, all comments can be referred to thejournalofonestar@gmail.com, or you can send it to onestar@podomatic.com. See you next time.